Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
It's widely believed by many historians and scholars that Paul was the writer of the Hebrews. And in the book of Hebrews, we find several warnings, several earnest warnings that every one of us as believers in Christ should listen to. Now, as I go through these warnings, I want you to consider where you currently stand in relation to the following points. Now, the first warning is a warning about the danger of unbelief. Hebrews 3, verse 12 says, "See to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God." This is a serious warning because Paul is telling us that we need to see to it that none of us have a wicked and unbelieving heart. A heart which refuses to trust and rely on the Lord. A heart that turns away from the living God. And let me show you just why unbelief is so crippling to a Christian. In Matthew 13, when Jesus was coming to his hometown, he began teaching the people in the synagogue, and verse 58 says, "Now he did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief." Think about that. Jesus didn't do any miracles because of unbelief. Jesus didn't perform any mighty works because of unbelief. And so, my friends, you see why Paul warns us against having an unbelieving heart. When you have a heart filled with unbelief, you deny God's power. You deny God's glory. You deny the Lord of all that He is. So be warned, people of God. See to it that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. Now for this next warning, I have to give you a little bit of context before I go on any further. The children of Israel were led out of captivity and slavery. They saw incredible miracles from God. They saw the Red Sea was parted. The Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light. They were fed by manna from heaven. But despite seeing God's strong hand, the children of Israel rebelled, murmured, and complained against God. And so Paul in the New Testament warns us in Hebrews 3, verse 15 to 17, as has just been said, "Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion." Who were they who heard and rebelled? Were they not all those Moses led out of Egypt? And with whom was he angry for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies perished in the wilderness? The warning here is that we should not harden our hearts. Don't be cold and insensitive to the voice of God. In the midst of all the chaos and confusion of this world, the voice of God is still calling out to us. The Spirit of the Lord is knocking on our hearts. A hardened heart means insensitivity towards God's beauty and glory. It means chasing after our own desires instead of the things of God. But thankfully, in His mercy, God has offered to change our hearts. God can change our hearts. The third warning I believe we should be aware of can be found in
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hebrews 2, verse 1 says, "Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away." Now, I believe that the Amplified translation explains this verse further as it says, "For this reason," that is, because of God's final revelation in His Son Jesus and because of Jesus' superiority to the angels, "we must pay much closer attention than ever to the things that we have heard, so that we do not, in a way, drift away from truth." In essence, what the Bible is telling us here is that we should be careful not to drift away from the truth that is Jesus Christ. We should be careful not to slip away from the truth of the gospel. Because in this world, you will encounter people who give you their own watered-down version of the gospel. People who will preach a gospel that will require no repentance, no commitment, no denying of self, but instead a gospel that tickles the ears. It sounds good, makes you feel good, but has no power to transform you or challenge you. This is what we should be careful about. Let's not drift away from the truth of the gospel. The real gospel of Jesus Christ will challenge and convict you. It will lead to a change in your sinful habits and cause you to repent. And we should do just that, saints. We should repent and turn away from sin.
For all of us as Christians, we all need to have a desire to grow. We need to strive to be mature believers. And there are a few passages of Scripture concerning spiritual maturity that I would like to share with you. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. "As newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious." Take note of that. No one is born a giant in the faith. When we're born again and we come to know Christ, we're all like newborn infants. And as such, newborn babies long for spiritual milk. And I believe this is in line with what Jesus was teaching in Matthew 4, verse 4, when he said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." This tells me that spiritual milk is the Word of God. And we're to feed on God's Word. We are to feed our spirit with the divinely inspired Word of God. Now, if you read 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, the Bible says, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory, both now and to the day of eternity. Amen." Once again, this theme of growth for the believer comes up. Grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You see, grace is a gift. It's given to someone who hasn't earned it and who cannot pay it back.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.